Well, the Honorary Consul General for Ireland to New Zealand is Niamh McCann. She is also an Honorary Lawyer for Enterprise Ireland and the Irish Business Network New Zealand. Niamh, welcome.
Oh, good morning.
Now, something I suppose we need to be clear on is there is a gravity to the choice the Irish people have just made, isn't there?
Oh, huge. And it's not a recent thing. It's something that's building, has been building for a long, long time. I don't think anybody was entirely happy at all with the outcome back in 1983, the starting point of this amendment that's now been repealed. You know, that was a very, very bitter campaign. And I think a lot has changed in Ireland over those intervening years. The landscape's changed. The control, I guess, from the pulpit has changed. And we've had a number of very hard cases that have really identified the difficulties with the existing or the now will be repealed position that Ireland had.
Yes. And this campaign hasn't just been about women, I suppose, has it? I mean, there was a big call for men to vote as well. And I guess your Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, was the best example of that.
Look, yes, that's so true and a very relevant comment. Everybody in Ireland has an opinion on abortion, and I don't think really trying to define it between men or women is hugely helpful. But, you know, for all of the men there, they have sisters and they have mothers and they have aunties, all who are affected by this. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly, depending on your perspective, you know, on gender lines, there was a huge yes as well. So it wasn't like all the women voted in one way and the men voted in another. And the population, by and large, said yes. Men, women, and I guess the only spike or different demographic in that were males over the age of 65. And that statistic was a little bit skewed. But beyond that, it was fought on, not on gender lines, really.
Right. And the Prime Minister, he described the result as, to quote him, the culmination of a quiet revolution in Ireland. Is that what you're feeling? Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. Look, Leo Varadkar couldn't have been a better, I suppose, ambassador for the cause. He took a very brave step early on in the campaign, standing up and saying that he was in favour. He has a medical background, a doctor who moved into politics, and I think fully understood the issues. And as did some of the other ministers who were brave enough to stand up and say yes as well. So, look, he was the right person at the right time for, as you say, a quiet revolution that's been happening over a long period of time for the women of Ireland. I think the whole attitude to abortion and contraception and so forth had moved on, but it needed the right person and the right time for that to be advanced to result in the amendments that we now have for the Constitution.
What of the Catholic Church? I mean, their influence, of course, is huge, isn't it? 78% of the population is Catholic, and we hear many pro-choice sermons were delivered during this campaign. How will the Catholic Church take this?
It'll be interesting to see. Look, my pick on it is that the country has spoken and the Catholic Church will take stock of that. I don't think that's going to result in any sort of fundamental change. What I think from the Catholic Church's perspective, it's going to say that if you are a practicing Catholic and you believe in Catholic principles, then the choice that you may make if you're in a situation of trying to choose an abortion or not will be one that where you will preserve the life of the unborn child. I don't think that's going to change, certainly not in my lifetime. But what I think it's going to do is I guess, further really enforce the fact that the Catholic Church's hold in Ireland is not strong. It's not as it used to be for a lot of reasons that I'm sure many of your listeners know. And when you say that, you know, 78% of Ireland's Catholic, I think they may call themselves that, they may identify with that, but I would want to question the statistic as to how many of those 78 are actually very committed, devout Catholics.
So the next step then is to put through a legislation, Niamh, that I understand has already been drafted. Do you know how long the process will take? What's next?
I hear that Leo Varadkar said that the wording or the text of the amendment is going to be discussed in Cabinet on Tuesday. So that's very, very quick indeed. In terms of the passing of the legislation that will follow from that, there's been comments made that that'll happen by the end of the year, and others have said by October. So that would be very welcomed, very swift and fast change. It certainly won't hang around for the next election, and indications at this stage is that both parties, both of the main political parties in Ireland, will support that change.
As an Irish woman yourself, are you feeling a bit proud this morning?
You know what? I'm the proudest person on the planet here for Ireland. I just am blown away by the fact that I can now stand tall and say that we are a progressive and a modern country, and that we respect the rights of all people, regardless of what your beliefs are and your backgrounds are on this issue, and that the women of Ireland now will have access to quality medical care on their doorsteps instead of having to catch the boat or catch the plane to the UK. It will happen at home, because as your earlier person commented, you know, it's not going to change who's going to have or who isn't going to have an abortion. It's where it's going to happen. And now it can happen safely in Ireland instead of in the UK.
Honorary Consul General for Ireland to New Zealand, Niamh McMahon. Hey, Niamh, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.